Ah, yes, it's that special day here in the United States.
We ought to have tax reform, and we ought to start by making it so simple that you don't have to hire a lawyer to find out how much you owe every year. Johnny, we live in the only country in the world where it takes more brains to figure out your income tax than it does to earn the income.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder for this April the 15th.
A date which will live in infamy.
And of course, for everybody here in the United States, you recognize that today is the day that your tax returns are due, unless you have an extension. I know in other parts of the world, your taxing systems are different, but it comes to the same result. They take money from you by force to spend it, often in ways that make no sense and are highly wasteful and often corrupt. I'm going to be very blunt today. I don't normally talk much about taxes on this program here in the United States or Canada or anywhere else. But where else in the world today, except in the free nations of Europe, the UK, United States, Canada, you name it, all the free nations. Yeah, all the wonderfully free nations that really believe in democracy and freedom of speech and rights, do they take tax money to use against you to suppress your freedom and your rights? Well, the United States is becoming rapidly under the Biden regime. It's not an administration. It is a takeover, evil regime run by a thief, a crook, a reprobate, a real creepy kind of guy that showers with his little daughter, naked, back in the day, who probably has taken... I mean, how does somebody in politics... Let's talk about that for a second. These people paid with taxpayer dollars, whether at the federal or the state level, in many cases, even at county levels, city levels. I mean, how does a person like Fannie Willis become worth millions of dollars on a salary of $110,000 a year in Fulton County? And by the way, it's not cheap to live in Fulton County. And she seemed to have the ability of having more than one home. And nobody seems to wonder, how did she acquire all this? And how could she have all this cash laying around the house? Man, if I owe you a G, I'll pay you a G, was something that she said. I mean, and she's paid with taxpayer money. How do people like Biden own all these million-dollar mansions on a senator's salary? There's only one way, in my opinion, and I think that it was summed up quite well by a Democrat way back in the 40s, Harry Truman, when he said, show me a wealthy politician and I'll show you a crook. And I believe he was 100% right. This year was the 53rd time I've had to deal with filing income tax. 53 times in my life so far. And it's getting to the point that, you know, the IRS has been weaponized by politicians, given undue powers. We have put ourselves into bondage and slavery. And it was all sold to the American people a little over 100 years ago by one of the biggest, fattest, most evil lies ever perpetrated by any politician, political party, or any entity in the world. Those that knew over time they would systematically own and enslave you with this system. See, back when Woodrow, the evil president that he was, in my opinion, the worst president, the most dangerous president I think we've ever had in the 20th century, only outdone in recent years by Obama and Biden. And of course, Biden really doesn't do anything. He's just the puppet of the puppeteers that are really in charge. I really believe it's Obama still pulling the strings. I mean, I really do believe that. But let's go back 100 years ago. What was the big lie? See, back then, there was no income tax. The federal government did not even have the constitutional authority to impose any kind of income tax. It had been debated in the late 1800s and rejected by the Supreme Court. There is no authority vested in the Constitution for an income tax. In order to have an income tax, you would need to have a constitutional amendment. Prior to that, government was paid by fees and tariffs. That's what the Constitution stated, not taxes, particularly not income taxes. But governments have found ways to put you into slavery. And that's what it is. Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, we are now put into fear of our own government. And we no longer really own anything. We don't. We don't even own our occupation. We don't even own our homes. We own nothing. It's government permitted that we, quote, can claim ownership. We'll get into that in a moment. But the big fat lie, and I've mentioned this before. Well, we really, as a growing nation, need a little bit more money. And we're not asking for much. We're just going to ask the millionaires of the day. You know, those making over $100,000 a year. $100,000 a year. Now, this is during the Woodrow Wilson administration. So, what would $100,000 be in 2023 dollars? After all, most of us have filed or are filing our 2023 taxes right now. Well, $100,000 in the days of Woodrow Wilson would be approximately somewhere north of $3 million. That'd be like a salary of $3 million a year. $3 million. Not $300,000, not $30,000, $3 million plus per year. And all they wanted to do, and they sold this pile of garbage to the American people, it's a 1% tax on every dollar you make above $100,000 per year. In other words, the first $100,000 a year of income, well, it didn't count. It didn't count at all. That'd be like telling everybody today the first $3 million of your income are non-taxable. Well, how many people do you know that have an income, whether by salary, their job, or whatever, of $3 million per year? Like nobody. At least nobody that I know of. And so the American people got duped into thinking that only the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers and such, the railroad barons, whatever the case may be, the early industrial age barons, they were the only ones that would pay a 1% tax because they can afford it. They'll never miss it. And so the American people blindly and foolishly and stupidly, to quote Obama back when he was talking about the police in Massachusetts one day, stupidly agreed to this scheme, and the states signed on, and you had enough states. Well, they passed this constitutional amendment. It got ratified. And what people didn't really pay attention to, because nobody ever does, some people did, some people warned, but most people didn't heed. You know, there's nothing in this, anywhere in this constitutional amendment that limits it to 1% or at a rate of $100,000 or whatever the inflation of the day would be. It nothing indexed to that. Of course not. They never intended this to be an income tax for the super wealthy, the uber rich, the barons of the day. No, they knew in time. They completely believed and knew that in time, this income tax would keep creeping down the income scale, where before you knew it, everybody would have to file and start telling the government how much they made in cash or in a paycheck. And then the government, to make sure they get their money first, would have it taken out of your wages. And then after a year, we'll give some of it back if you overpaid without interest, of course. Now, you owe the government money, they're going to get interest and penalties. And I can tell you from experience, in simple mistakes, the government will come after you, and the little amount you owe will pale to the, just from an error. It'll pale. The amount you owe will be a fraction of what they want. And they have the power to levy and come after you and take your stuff. This is not the land of the free or the home of the brave, and any politician in Washington that says we need an income tax needs to be thrown out. You ought to ask your congressman and your senator, would you back a bill to completely eliminate the 16th and 17th Amendment, just to get rid of them, just like you did Prohibition? We want to repeal it. Get rid of the income tax and get senators to be appointed by the state legislatures and not a direct vote. Face it, your senator in Idaho or Iowa or Ohio or anywhere else, they're not being funded by people in your state. They're being funded by corporations and multinational companies around the world. They're bought and paid for. They have no allegiance to your state. They don't care anything about your state. Some of them, when they retire, they leave your state. I can think of a number that when they finish their 20 some odd years, you know, they're like 18 or they're 24 or 30, whatever years in the United States Senate, they didn't even go back to their home state. They retired to Florida or something along those lines. They just never came back. Or they went to a more tax-friendly state like Tennessee quietly. Many of them just never return because they don't want to live in those. They don't want to live in some of those states. No, they were the Washington class, and now they want to live in the Monte Carlo. They want to live in mansions. They want to hang around D.C. They could care less about you rubes back home. You were just the fools to vote them in, that they had to pander to every 6 years at election time. Lindsey Graham comes to mind. He comes back to South Carolina talking a good game and pandering, just pandering. And how he gets reelected, flimsy Grahamnesty is beyond me. So here we are, income tax day. Are we better off because of the federal income tax? No, we're not. Well, Bob, what about the government programs that we so desperately need? Yeah, like Department of Education? Yeah. Well, ever since its founding, the quality of education has gone down like a rock. It used to be accelerating, and then the Department of Education came along, and it went totally backward. I know in Florida, where we spent a lot of time, I know high school kids that have graduated high school. They even got to wear these wonderful ropes and cords around their neck of multicolors like they're geniuses, like they're the top of their class. They're functional illiterates. They can't even do basic fifth grade math or English or any of it. They know nothing about history, but they graduated high school. And we pay more and more each and every year for a inferior product called education. And you can thank the federal government for leading the way to show the states how to do a really horrible job of educating students and making them more woke. Today, the schools are infested with vermin that want to, I don't care if you don't like the term or not. There's some really evil people in education that want to tell Sally her name should be, you know, Stan, because she should be a man, or vice versa, or Johnny needs to be Jill, or whatever the case may be. They want to start doing that nonsense while they're still like 4 and 5. Well, yeah, and on top of that, you never know who might really be gay. We need to get them into the gay mode today mode. Make them worship the rainbow and trans flag. This is why we need to get rid of the Department of Education and any politician that thinks it's good, because they have tainted brains. Their brains have been basically stewed in something like formaldehyde because they don't function. And we keep paying more and more of our money in some kind of a tax. You know, I remember, if we have to fund a federal government, then we need to make it very apparent how it's being funded. Let's go with this concept called the fair tax, which gets a bad rap and is always misrepresented by the lunatic left.
Oh, that big sales tax, that everybody's going to have to pay a big sales tax.
Well, yeah, that's half true. It's the other half you don't want to mention that distorts what you're saying. And they put fear into people. Oh, a 23% sales tax. Oh. Yeah, partly true. Partly true. Number one, I've actually read the proposal 30 years ago, what the fair tax was. The government is pretty good about sending money out. They've been good at it for years, in refund checks and Social Security and a bunch of other what they call entitlements. By the way, Social Security is not an entitlement. I paid in. It's time for you to pay it back out. Had I paid in the same exact amount into a mutual fund, I'd have three times as much coming back now than I do. Another story for another day. Government is so inefficient, so sloppy, so corrupt, so bogus. Even our military's become a woke joke. And it costs more and more money each day to have less ammunition, less ability. But by jiggers, we have people in the Navy that know how to be, well, transvestites. And they're proud of it. Yeah, this is the kind of stuff we're funding our own destruction, if you hadn't figured it out yet. We really are. We are funding our own demise. So the fair tax says, okay, if you're making, quote, a poverty income, and let's define poverty, you may think it's a high number, but, you know, some people would say, yeah, you know, around 40-ish a year would be considered a poverty income, around $40,000 a year. Because at today's real estate cost, today's energy cost, today's gasoline cost, automobile cost, housing cost, all of it, you know, that money gets gone pretty quick. And so call that your, well, call that your poverty line. Maybe a little higher when you got kids. And so you figure that if you're spending money on things that would be taxable, you would probably be paying out X number of thousands of dollars per year at a 23% or whatever sales tax. So it's like 10 grand is deposited into your account. Maybe $1,000 a month goes into your bank account to offset any potential taxes. This is for everybody, regardless of income, which makes heads like on Bernie Sanders explode the idea that, no, what do you mean be fair? That everybody, regardless of how much you have or don't, starts at the same fair point. I mean, it's only fair. Doesn't matter. And then, of course, you get rid of all the other insidious embedded taxes that are on goods and services to begin with. You know, when you go buy an American-made product today, there are so many embedded taxes along each step of the way which inflate the cost. And so by the time it gets to you, the cost has already been jacked up 20% on average to cover all the taxes along the way. What would happen if all of a sudden everybody started out with an extra $1,000 a month in their account and they are paying a large sales tax on all new, not used, new goods and services? So new goods, new services, big sales tax. Used, no, you've already paid it once. Have you ever thought about this? You're paying taxes on money you've already paid taxes on. When you make money, just you keep paying tax on it. You buy a house and you an income that was already taxed, and you buy a house and want more tax and more tax every year, tax. And most of your taxes today go to the failing public education institution. It's a ripoff. You're being robbed. Most school boards are robbing you blind and giving you crappy service. Get with the program. Time to go to a school board meeting and ask for accountability. They hate people that come to their school board meetings. They hate anybody that asks for accountability. They hate anybody exposing them with their porn books or their transgender flags or their rainbows. They hate it. They'll call the cops on you. We got to get you out of here. You can't challenge us. We own your children. Don't you understand that? They're reprobates and they're disgusting. Some of these school boards, the schools, if God sent down fire and brimstone and destroyed many of these schools tomorrow morning, the United States would be a far better place. If half or more of the government agencies shut their doors tomorrow morning, most people would never know the difference and be better off. And they'd even have more money. We have created in 100 years an entrenched system of bureaucrats. You got like 20 some odd. Look, back in the 1980s, it was like 14 million federal government employees. It's a lot higher now. And they're a voting bloc. You can see it in Washington, D.C. 90 some odd percent Democrat. When you get a combination of government workers and people on welfare, guess what you get? Democrats. Sorry, but it's the party of thieves, party of crooks, party of reprobates, party of wokeness, party of literally social and mental and sexual diseases. Sorry, but it is. And the Republicans are not a whole lot better. They may talk a better game, but half of them are about as creepy as the Democrats that they always talk about. Equally as disgusting. So today, we celebrate how much money we've sent our federal government. Today, we celebrate how our freedom has been stolen over 100 and some odd years, and we've been made slaves to these creepy people in D.C. that you can never challenge. A president that'll tell the Supreme Court, nah, we're still going to give money away to people that took out college loans. We don't care what the law says. We're lawless. Didn't you know it? And you can't stop us. Yeah, the fair tax. The more you spend, the more you pay. The more you save, by the way, they would never be taxing your savings or your interest on savings. They would not be taxing your income for retirement. You'd actually own your own money, have more control of your future, because you'd be getting the blood-sucking leeches out of the way. And that's what governments are becoming increasingly at the federal level. They're a bunch of blood-sucking leeches that are useless in most of the things they do. Our military, I'll put it this way. We're told how great our military is, but who has the hypersonic missiles, us or the Russians? The Russians. Apparently, we're not as great as we thought with all the trillions of dollars we burn in foolishness and corruption. How many jet airliners had, these $1,000 toilet seats back 50 years ago? It's a problem that it's just getting worse, and it's not getting better. We have been robbed blind for over 100 years. We've been made slaves. We've been made chattel and goods. And then we have wormy politicians that come to us every 2 years if they're a congressman. Vote for me. I'm a conservative. Or if you're in the city, vote for me and I'll give you free stuff. All creepy, all disgusting, and half the Republicans are just out and out liars. I think of some Republicans that have been in office for 50 years almost. What have they done? About as much as Biden. They're on the take. Don't trust them. And so today, maybe you're a last-minute person and you got it off to the post office today or you electronically filed it. We did ours last week. Can you celebrate what our country is today and the money you're spending for what you're getting? I feel like I've been robbed at gunpoint, and I'm watching a creepy person take that money and waste it and use it in immoral and illegal ways and in despicable ways, and maybe occasionally do something good with it. But for the most part, it's wasted. And I realize that everything that I spend now, every tax dollar the government gets out of me today is just paying the interest on the debt of all these decades of reckless spending by reprobates and fools. And now we're at the point, Republicans, listen to me carefully. We are adding $1 trillion to debt every less than 100 days. That's about $3.5 trillion a year of new debt that we will never pay. And these people will be like drug addicts wanting more and more money. They have to have a fix of more money to spend it on foolish things and destabilize the world. And then they'll spend some of that money to come after pro-life Christians. Ooh, they're the great danger, the MAGA Republicans. Arrest them all. These are tyrants and dictators and reprobates, whoremongers, political prostitutes. That's what they've become. The day of the statesman is dead. The phony statesmen, we got a bunch of. But true statesmen, precious few. In the hundreds and hundreds in the United States Congress, just a handful, I think, are actually respectable people. In the Senate, I'm beginning to think we may not even have any. In the White House, well, it's a demons convention going on there with the stuff they're doing. And they take your money and mine to destabilize the world. And like Nero fiddling as Rome burned down. That's what they're doing to our nation. We have an election coming up this year. And I'll talk about this week. I'm having to really carefully choose my thoughts on some of these issues that I believe are very important. Politics, to me, is an evil game, and increasingly even more evil. Compromise, I get it. Look, I understand, and I'll say this again, and I've said this 100 times. When we vote for a congressman, a senator, or a president, we are not voting for the head pastor of our church or denomination. We are voting for the person that will cause the least amount of threat to your faith, your family, and your finances. Right now, there are a lot of Republicans that are a threat to your faith, family, and finances. A lot of them are wishy-washy on the pro-life issue, and it's really sad that our nation is so reprobate that the idea of restricting abortion goes against the majority of the people in this nation now, which means that we are judged by God anyway. So as I said, by the way, on Thursday's program, this past Thursday, yeah, I got on a tirade. I thought I'd get some hate mail. Instead, I got some people that actually agreed. Thank you. I kind of was looking forward to the hate mail, but I didn't get it. Hey, there's still a couple of more days. But as we go to this break, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe in what I'm trying to explain to you? Today was a bit political. Tomorrow won't be near as much. But if you believe in the mission and the ministry of this radio program and some of the projects that we have that I'll talk about in just a moment, would you consider supporting us to keep us on shortwave radio? Now, we've got another couple of weeks, and then we've got another big bill due. And if people would be faithful, we can stay on WTWW, where we're on 5 nights a week, multiple times. If you believe in our work, go to the website truth2ponder.com. You can use Give, Send, Go from there on the support tab, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code 24319. And we will be right back right after this.
April 15th, income tax.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
To become gorgeous, coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Cahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Now, there are real differences between men and women, not just physically, but these are generalities and there are exceptions, but there are real differences. Generally, women spend a lot more time getting ready, fixing themselves up, fixing their hair, their makeup, their clothes. Men, pretty much most of us, throw on whatever's in the general vicinity. But women, it's a whole operation, as the most extensive surgery. They go into the bathroom with one face, come out with another face. And husbands, sometimes we have a hard time being patient. Yet there's something real biblical about it in the spiritual realm. In Ephesians 5:27, it's written, to present her to himself a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any blemish, but holy and blameless. It's the ancient Jewish marriage. And even today in the Orthodox marriage, the bride, before coming to the bridegroom, has to take a ceremonial bath and go into the mikvah waters to become beautiful before the groom. So here it says the church, the bride of Messiah, is to be presented cleansed, without stain, without blemish. She's got to prepare herself to become holy and blameless. So this whole thing about women spending so much time to look beautiful, well, there's something biblical about it. But it's about all of us, that we are here to become beautiful for him, to have the beauty, the love, the goodness, the holiness, everything that God wants to see us with. God wants a gorgeous bride. He wants you to become spiritually gorgeous. And it starts with cleansing and washing of our sins. So make the focus of your remaining time on earth not to be rich or powerful or comfortable, but become beautiful, to become truly spiritually beautiful, cleansed, washed, spotless, adorned, beautiful in the eyes of the bridegroom, because God wants you to become gorgeous. Want more? Ask for Man to Woman on CD. Now, the free gift for you, from the sands of Judea to the wings of the cherubim to the writings of the rabbis, the awesome Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You'll love it, and sapphires guaranteed to bless your socks off. How do you get all these gifts free? Easy. Just remember, Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. So, to receive your free gift, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now, I invite you to minister with me, together bringing salvation to God's chosen people, Israel, and to the unreached peoples of all nations on five continents with over 1 billion people. It's amazing. Imagine you can blanket the earth with salvation. You can on shortwave radio. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the nice Jewish boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. It's the nice Jewish boy. It's Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, and the zip 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Cahn saying, be beautiful, my friend. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you in Messiah, Hechatan, the bridegroom.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of the Monday edition, the April 15th edition of Truth to Ponder. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Real quick, couple of things going on in the background. Many of you know, I also pastor a small church here in Southwest Virginia. It's a mission church. No, it's not huge. But we have been very fortunate to be granted a construction permit to build a small FM radio station here in our immediate area. And one of the things I plan to do with this station, twofold. Number one, it'll be on the air here on FM, and it'll also be online so you can hear. Now, one of the things that's really big to me is there are too many radio stations playing what I consider watered-down Christian music that has nothing of any value to say. Lyrics like freedom, 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 freedom. That's the only lyric. And others that talk about him but not Jesus. We will be playing a mixture of new and traditional and old and familiar, but all Christ-centered. And the call letters are assigned WMYC, My Christian Radio. And you'll be finding a website coming soon. We'd love to hear from you. And maybe when you're supporting us, if you can spare a little extra, just mention put some toward the radio station project. We're going to be building it out this summer and should be online soon. Technology has exploded in my lifetime, and particularly the last 100 to 150 years. Not a big difference for almost 1,000 years, but look at where we have come from no radio to television to our cell phones that have more computer power than a multi-million dollar supercomputer from 50 or 60 years ago. I've asked Jim Calhoun to share some thoughts on that today here on the program. So, Jim, I'm going to hand the microphone over to you, and I'll see you before the end of the program.
Thanks, Bob. And it's great to be back on Truth to Ponder. Well, I've been thinking all day about, as in the days of Noah. That phrase from the Bible seems to be making the rounds quite a bit today, because things are quite a bit like they were as in the days of Noah. There are several people who are very knowledgeable and good people that seem to think that as in the days of Noah also means the technology of the world and how much God opened the eyes and strengthened the intellect of people back in the time of the Great Flood. There are people that claim that the Great Pyramids and other ancient wonders of the world were the direct result of technologies that mankind lost, but are slowly regaining some of the technology we had. There are others that claim that had the ability of powered flight and all sorts of very high-tech types of equipment, and the technology that mankind had at that time period was amazing. And they claim that all of that technology was lost during the flood, was lost when the flood happened, and then mankind had to start all over again. Now, I'm not sure about the validity of all of these opinions that people have, but I do find something very interesting. It does seem that the knowledge of mankind has been supernaturally increased, because you could take someone out of 1850 and put them into 1750 quite easily, and possibly 1650 and 1550 and 1450, things wouldn't be that different. But it seems like sometime after the American Civil War in the 1870s, things started accelerating at quite a fast pace. And if you take a person that was born in 1860, they were just in their 40s, when the first powered airplane flight by the Wright brothers was accomplished. And before they were 60, they had seen a world war and massive increases of telecommunications as far as telephones and mass transit and fast automobiles. And if they lived to be 90 years old and lived to 1950, well, they saw the dropping of an atomic bomb and the dawning of our space program. And so things were really accelerated. And I really do believe that things are supernaturally being accelerated. But the reason I'm talking about this is that I think that there are people who are more awake than others. And I've asked myself, why is it that we have some people that are so wide awake, they can see everything crystal clear, but the person they're talking to can't see it at all? The example I like to use is when I was standing with a non-believer watching a chemtrail being sprayed, I was explaining what was going on, and this person said, "Oh, I don't see it. I don't believe that at all. I think that's normal. It's natural." Well, I happened to be on the Mexican border in southern Arizona, and right as that jet crossed the border into Mexico, it stopped spraying. It just shut it off. And I said, "See, look, they hit the border and they shut it off. For some reason, they don't want to spray in Mexico, or they can't spray in Mexico for some reason." And they shut it off, and that person said, "Oh, the atmosphere just changed." It was as obvious as turning a light bulb on and seeing a light, but this person just refused to see. And there are so many people that not only refuse to see, but they can't. And then you have others that see everything. And it makes me wonder, why is that? And then I had a thought. Could it be that whatever God does to increase mankind's knowledge, and there are groups of people that could actually benefit as far as research scientists and designers and developers, that I do believe that they may not recognize it, but they have an inspiration from God. And I think in their subconscious, I think that God speaks to them and gives them different wisdom and different knowledge that they would need to build whatever they're going to build or invent whatever they're going to invent. In other words, I don't think the knowledge comes from within man so much as it comes from God telling man. Now, that's my opinion, but that's really how I see things. And God spoke to me real strong several days ago. And what he put on my heart was, what you're seeing is the result of my enhancing mankind's ability to use their mind and to design things and develop things, that some people can tune into a different part of that knowledge. And that knowledge is knowing what's going on, seeing your surroundings, being able to figure things out and how to navigate through this world without getting clobbered so bad. And so it's my belief that it's very possible that the same inspiration that God gives mankind, he might give a scientist or a designer or an inventor one type of knowledge. But there is so much knowledge that, but since God is the author of all knowledge, that there's different kinds of knowledge that you can pick up, that God is actually, for lack of a better word, he's transmitting that to mankind. I guess a better word would be blessing. He's blessing mankind with all sorts of knowledge and abilities. And it was really put strong on my heart that the reason one person sees something, because God not only lets the person see what God wants this person to see, but God also gives the wisdom and the knowledge and the ability to actually decipher what you're seeing and understand it. I have come to find out that there are certain Christians who seem to have maybe a little more insight, a little more knowledge about certain things than others. And I think God is putting what he wants to put into people's hearts and minds. I think he's very active doing it. And as I've been doing my research for the show, I've come across several people who are studying the simple act of keeping time. And one person had it put on his heart that the way we keep time has changed. And one thing that was put on this person's heart and mind was the fact that we keep time differently than we did in biblical times. We use a solar calendar, whereas earlier they used a lunar calendar. And also the days were divided differently. And so if you're trying to calculate time as far as biblical time, you have to use a lunar calendar to do so. Because if you use a solar calendar, you just can't come out right. It's almost like having a broken times table as far as in multiplication. If someone says 2 times 2 equals 5, well, of course it doesn't. But if that is put into a decree that that's how you're going to use that type of math, well, everything that you would try to calculate by using flawed math would be flawed. And there's several groups of people that I've heard and listened to their videos and read some of the things they've written. And it makes quite a bit of sense to me that there are people that God is speaking to on all sorts of different issues, even simple issues such as keeping time. Now, I've not been able to verify this, but one of the people said that they used the lunar calendar and went back, and in their calculations, we're truly in the year 2029 in 6 months, as far as biblical years are concerned. Now, why is that important? It's important for several reasons, but I think the main reason that it could be important is that Satan tries to totally disrupt everything and distort it and he tries to turn truths into lies. He's the author of Confusion and Chaos. And if you don't know what time it is, and if you don't know where you live, as far as what this earth is for and why God created it, and if you don't understand what gender you are, and you can just go on and on about the confusion that Satan has thrown at mankind for generations. And I really truly think that it goes back 1,000 years or more that we've had things just set up and made into a perfect situation for the perfect storm to happen, to where we're not grounded where we need to be grounded. What I'm trying to say is that if we don't know our starting place and we don't have a firm idea of where we're going to end up, we're just going to float or blow with the wind. And that's a perfect way for Satan to keep the children of God, is basically wandering in the wilderness. And there are groups of people out there that God is speaking to that are trying to tell people that they can get back on the right road, that they really need to open their eyes and they need to understand that God is moving right now. And he's trying to clear up an awful lot of confusion. I'm not sure if everything that these people are claiming is actually from God. In my spirit, I feel that it is, but I pray about such things and ask God to reveal truth to me. But I do know that several of these teachers that I listen to, they really make a lot of sense, and it really feels right what they're trying to get across. And all they're trying to do is make sure that we are following the true word of God and not following anything that was added to the Bible at a later date, or let's say a modern translation that will change the actual meaning of what the Bible verse, how it was written. And you'll find lots of people that will argue for the King James and against it. And people will come up with different councils of men that have went in and decided what should be part of the Bible and what shouldn't. And different Bible verses were added or taken away. And entire books like the Book of Enoch were deemed not part of the Bible, but yet they're still deemed as important writings. And so mankind for years has done his level best to, I think, get it right. But since mankind is flawed, I'm sure there have been some errors that have found their way into the Bible through the years. And there are people that have a word of knowledge that we are to go back to the original writings, the original Bible as it was written, and to emulate the first century Christians. And there are people that have lay it on their heart to try to expose the things that were added in later years. And I know, again, that's a very ticklish subject when you start talking about anybody that has altered the Bible. But what these people are talking about is that the Bible was altered, and we need to take it back to the original God's Word as God commanded it be written. And that takes an awful lot of studying and an awful lot of knowledge to get your head around some of the things that people are talking about that were added or stricken from the Bible. Certain popes and certain emperors and certain time periods, there were certain things that were done that some people now claim that need to be redone because it was actually Satan that had his hand in changing things in the first place. And if this is true, then we all have a lot of studying to do and a lot of praying to do to make sure that we are following the right path and that we're not being led down just this wrong road, a road to destruction. And I do know that you can't use consensus of man to try to determine the will of God. You can't vote. You can't vote for what you want God to do for you or for what you want God to be. Almighty God It's the same yesterday, today, and he'll be the same tomorrow, and he'll always be the same, never changing. But yet mankind has a way of changing and adding or taking away denominations, having different trends happen in different church groups. And one of the trends was the prosperity movement, which is still going in some circles. And I, for one, do not believe that God works in those ways. I don't think he tries to tickle our ears. I think he tells us the truth. And there's an awful lot of churches and denominations that are ear ticklers right now, that their whole existence, the reason for them to exist, is not to praise Almighty God and to worship him, but to kind of ask God for this, that, and the other, and it's kind of me, me, me. And I don't know why that has been prevalent for several years, but even some of the new music is all about me. God bless me. Do things for me. I'm your child. Take care of me. And while there should be some sentiment that's that direction, that shouldn't be the focus. The focus should be on being obedient to God and doing God's will. That should be our main focus, and then praise and worship and just letting God be God, and being just very happy that we're his children and that he loves us. But I'm not sure if this knowledge that I think that God is giving the world right now as far as mankind as a whole, I'm not quite sure I've decided that that's exactly what's going on. But I think it's a very intriguing question, and that's why I'm doing an episode of Truth to Ponder centered around that question. And that is, as in the days of Noah, if we did have our technology, as far as mankind, increase in our intellect, increase during those times right before the flood, that would definitely be a sign that we are heading into the end days or the last times, because we are actually going through the same thing that God did for mankind as in the days of Noah. And so I think it's a very intriguing question, something that we need to at least consider. But mainly, we need to have a relationship with Almighty God, and we need to stay in prayer and stay in constant contact. And if we find something that doesn't quite line up with our spirit, we need to pray about it and not get in the way and let God answer. He might answer just with a feeling he gives you of peace, or a feeling that you just don't believe, or a feeling of skepticism that you just can't quite get over that feeling. Well, that's likely God giving you that skepticism, telling you to watch out. Things are not as they seem. And I have to say, as I study some of these, I would say, lesser known people that are talking about different small things, but how important they are, because in the big scheme of things, if a small thing happens to be not true, and the author happens to be the author of all chaos that has pushed this thought or doctrine through the centuries, then it's time to revisit it and compare it back to the ancient Christians, the first ones, the first century Christians, and to put things back on track. And I think the only thing that I would recommend is that we do have an open heart to hear from God, but don't wait to hear from man and try to be persuaded by the arguments of men. I'm sure that a lot of the listeners to Truth to Ponder know exactly what I'm talking about with the different people that are coming up with, shall we say, just a tad bit of difference from what we grew up learning. But when you really look into it, you find that God has revealed something to you that you're actually growing in faith. And a perfect example of that was the first time Bob Bierman was talking about God putting a great delusion on a large part of mankind. I'd read that verse before, but it never sunk in. And I had to go back and read the Bible again, thinking, well, that can't be true. God can't be the one that's doing that. But there it is. But sure enough, that's what the Bible says. and also part of mankind would be handed over to a reprobate mind. And that's very evident today, that much of mankind is definitely in the grasp of a reprobate mind, and there's definitely an awful lot of resistance to Almighty God and rejection of His Son, that we are living in very perilous times. And since they are so perilous, we need to be as right as we can, not right as if we think we're the smartest person in the room, but right as in right with God. Things have to be right with God, and our spirit has to be right with God, and things have to line up to where we know deep down, where God speaks to us, that we are on the right track. I think that you need to build a very, very strong relationship with your Heavenly Father, and you need to be still and listen, and you need to understand that there are things happening. We are fighting a very spiritual battle right now, good versus evil, worldwide. This world war is more of a spiritual war than anything else at this moment. It might escalate to extreme levels, but even if it does, we're primarily fighting a spiritual battle. And so keep the full armor of God on. Keep in His Word. Keep studying. Keep praying. Keep surrounding yourself with Christians that are very well founded, that are Christ-centered, that understand the Bible, and people that do hear from God. I think it's very important that we ally ourselves with people that who have a very strong relationship with Almighty God. I think that's very important. I hope the right ears heard this segment today, and I want to thank Bob Bierman for allowing me to speak to you today. I always enjoy coming to you with these segments, and I really enjoy helping Bob Bierman, and he has a very wonderful and worthwhile ministry, and I'm very happy to be a small part of it. And so until my next segment, everyone stay safe, stay brave, keep in prayer, and never ever forget, replace fear with faith. Now back to Bob.
And thank you, Jim, for sharing with us today on the program. I'm thankful for the work that Jim Calhoun does for free to help us out here on the radio program Truth to Ponder, and I hope you appreciate his efforts as well. Now, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the last day of the month, the 30th of April. On that date, I have a surgery procedure. We'll try to get the programs recorded a little bit in advance. And so your prayers are appreciated when they do some follow-up to see how we're doing with the bladder cancer. It's also the last day of the month, and we're going to have airtime bills due. Would you consider, between now and then, as soon as you can, helping us out financially to keep us on shortwave radio? If you would, you can go to the website, truth2ponder.com. Look for the support tab. We use Give, Send, Go. Many of you have used it. It's a wonderful organization. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, 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 Virginia, and the zip code 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, Chilhowie, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code 24319. That's 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.